So you have to look for those little bit of sparkling, a little bit of sparkling crystal, sparkling and dark where things are bad. And you have to look where things are beautiful and for something that's sustained. And you narrow your time frame and you'll be grateful for what you have.
What?
And it'll get you through some very dark times. And maybe even successfully, if you're lucky. And it won't be a tragedy, and it doesn't have to be absolute hell.
Yeah.
And you can do that. You can make it only tragic and not hell. And you know, there's a big gap between tragedy and hell. You know, there's nothing worse on a deathbed than to lay there looking at the people fighting. The death is bad enough. And you can take something terrible and make it even absolutely unbearable.
Yeah.
And so it's this idea that if we didn't all attempt to make terrible things even worse than they are, then maybe we can tolerate the terrible things that we have to in order to exist. And we can make the world into a better place. It's what we should be doing and what we could, because we don't have anything else better to do. And that's what it's about. Every time you learn something, you learn because something you did didn't work. And that exposes you to the part you don't understand. Every time you're exposed to part of the world you don't understand, you have the possibility of rebuilding the structure of things that you use to view the world. That's why it's more important to notice when you're wrong than to prove that you're right. One of the things you're supposed to learn in the university is precisely that. It might be useful to listen to people who annoy you on the off chance that they may know something that if they tell you, you can use instead of dying. Talking to people who agree with what you say is like walking around in a desert. You already know everything that they say. The reason you're associating with them is so that they never say anything that challenges you, because you're afraid that if you go outside what you understand, you won't be able to tolerate the chaos. But it isn't the case. People have an unbelievable capacity to face and overcome things they don't understand. And not only that, that's essentially what gives life its meaning. Life is suffering. And you think, well, if that's the case, why bother with it? And people do ask that question. And it may result in their own destruction, or worse, in the destruction of others. So for example, people who become particularly cruel or particularly genocidal are more than willing to dispense with as many human beings as possible of people that they can train their sights on, because they're so disgusted of the nature of human existence that they rather eradicate it. And lots of people become suicidal.
Yeah.
Because they can't bear the conditions of their own existence. And suffering is real. It's inescapable. So the question is, what do you do about it? People don't get what they want because they don't actually figure out what it is. And the probability that you're going to get what would be good for you, let's say, which would even be better than what you want, let's say, because you could be wrong about what you want very easily. But maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Well, why don't you? Because you don't try. You don't think, okay, well, here's what I would like if I could have it. I don't mean in a way where you manipulate the world and force it to deliver you goods for status or anything like that. That's not what I mean. I mean something like, imagine that you're taking care of yourself like you were someone who you actually cared about. And while you're caring for this person, you would want things to go well as possible. So what would their life be like for that to be the case? Well, people don't do that. And they don't think that. And let's figure this out. And we know life is hard, obviously. It's like 3 years from now, you could have what you need. You got to be careful about it. You can't have everything. You can have what would be good for you. But you have to figure out what it is. And then you have to aim at it. Well, my experience with people is if they figure out what it is, what would be good for them, and then they aim at it, then they get it. And it's strange. It's a strange thing. It's not quite that simple, of course. You know, you may formulate an idea, of course, what would be good for you, and take 10 steps towards it, and you find out that your formulation was a bit off, and so you have to reformulate your goal. And so you're kind of making corrections as you go along the way, as you move toward your goal. But here's part of the reason that people fail. It's because they don't ever set up the criteria for success. And success is a very narrow line, and it's very unlikely that you're going to stumble on it randomly. The probability is zero. And so the proposition is, if you actually want something, you can have it. Now the question then would be, what do you mean actually want? And the answer is, you reorient your life in every possible way to make the probability that that will occur as certain as possible. And that's a sacrificial idea, right? You don't get everything, obviously, without, you know, very obvious. But maybe you can have what you need. And maybe all you have to do to get it is to ask. But asking isn't a whim or today's wish. You have to be deadly serious about it. You know, I'm taking stock in myself. If I was gonna live properly in the world and I was gonna set myself up such that my being would justify itself in my estimation, I don't mean as a harsh judge. I mean, exactly what is it that I would aim at? And ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis that are absolutely screwing up my life? And if you absolutely ask that question, you're gonna have to wanna know the answer, because that's what asking the question is. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. You have to decide you wanna know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. It's not an accident that the axiomatic Western individual is someone who is unfairly nailed to a cross and tortured. It's like, yes, right, exactly. So what do you do about that? Well, I thought about that for a long time too. Well, you don't get together in a damn mob, and all that does is allow you to be as horrible as you can possibly be, and that's a bad idea. So how about we don't do that? Pick up your damn suffering and bear it. And try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. Well, that's the truth. You know,